Derech Eretz Kadmala Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michelle Sarna, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Gemishut, flexibility. To understand the transformative power of being flexible and open to others, let's look at the fascinating research on blue zones, communities around the world where people live the longest, healthiest lives. One of the most striking common denominators in this research isn't diet or exercise, it's social connection, and what researchers call finding the right tribe. In these communities, people show up for one another day in and day out. They are flexible with their time, responsive to the needs of the community, and deeply integrated into the lives of their neighbors. In Okinawa, Japan, one of the original Blue Zone longevity hotspots, the Moai is a lifelong social support group that forms in early childhood and extends well into a person's hundreds. The Moai provide mutual assurance. Traditionally, groups of about 5 young children are paired together and committed to each other for life. The network serves as an essential safety net, lending both emotional and financial support during times of crisis, such as the loss of a spouse or unexpected financial hardship. A centenarian interviewed by Blue Zone's researcher noted that the collective age of her group was over 450 years and that each member knows that her friends count on her as much as she counts on her friends, knowing that there's always someone there to step in and help remove the chronic life-shortening stress of isolation. Research shows that loneliness can decrease life expectancy of up to 8 years, making it as damaging to health as smoking. Conversely, the Moai, a positive social circle where healthy behaviors, happiness, and mutual care are shared and reinforced. In an ever-changing world, the ability to bend rather than break, to be responsive to our environment and the needs of others is not just a survival skill. It is a core Torah value. Today, we're going to explore what happens when we hold on too tight and what it looks like to open our hearts and flex our spiritual and physical boundaries. To understand spiritual growth, we must first recognize that our spiritual identity is not a static state. It is dynamic, ever-changing, and responsive. Let's turn to Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler in Mechtav Meliyahu, where he outlines that personal growth is likened to a sulam, to a ladder. Olimbo, shlav, achar shlav. One ascends it step by step, and a person is never standing in one place. Ve'al le'olam ein ha'adam omed b'makom echad. Rav Dessler continues, O shehu ole, o shehu yored, ve'ein matzav alamida. Either a person is ascending or descending. There is no state of standing still, of being static. The point of free choice, b'chira chofshi, our moral baseline, is always shifting. As we grow, what we find easy or challenging changes. This concept of dynamic identity is beautifully reflected by Ramban on Breshit, Parak Chafchet, where he discusses the malachim, angels, ascending and descending Yaakov Sulam, ladder. Ramban explains that the vision represents Hashkacha Tmidit, Hanimshechet Ba'olam Lefi Matzav Ha'adam, the divine providence which continuously flows and shifts according to human circumstance. Our spiritual circumstances are flexible, calling us to adapt and grow continuously. To understand the dangers of inflexibility, the converse, let's turn to an incredible insight regarding the laws of Tzara'at. As we look at Vayikra Rabba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asks, Mipnei ma amra Torah mitzora yitameh, shehi mafrish bein ish leisho ubein ish lereehu. Why did the Torah declare that the person with Tzara'at is impure? Because they caused a separation between a husband and wife and between a person and their neighbor. In examining this affliction, the commentators note that the person afflicted has become rigid, insular, and closed off from the community. Let us look at the structure of the plague itself, according to Rabbi Alex Israel. While tzara'at of the body or clothing results in temporary exclusion from society, tzara'at of the house works in the exact opposite direction. It forces a person out of their private ivory tower and into the public eye. In Gemara Yoma Yod Aleph, we learn, Hu haya omer, shali v'shalachem shalihu, rasha gamor. He who says, what is mine, and what is mine, he is a wicked person. The Gemara specifically connects a person's refusal to lend possessions or be neighborly with the affliction of the house, which empties the person's possessions into the street, into public domain, for all to see. As Rabbi Meir states in Devarim Rabbah, Perek Vav, for what sin do plagues come? For selfish behavior. Immediately his home is attacked by the plague, and they empty his house contents. Selfishness makes us rigid. When we lock ourselves away in our own four walls, we lose our flexibility, our social conscience, and our capacity to care for others. How do we combat this insular state of being? We need to balance two seemingly contradictory aspects of our identity. This brings us to the core of Megillat Rut, specifically Perek Bet, when the laws of gleaning, of Leket and Peah, are highlighted. Boaz allows Ruth to collect grain directly among the sheaves, bending the strict, rigid letter of the law to provide for the vulnerable. As the Midrash Rut Rabbah points out, it is this very flexibility balancing strict adherence to halakha, to rules, with open, life-saving compassion and chesed that gives rise to Malchut David, to the Davidic line. How does this translate into our own minds and hearts? The masters of Chassidus teach that the root of stinginess or contraction, tzimtzum in a negative sense, is a lack of bitachon, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we fear that there isn't enough to go around, we clench our fists and hold on tightly to what we have. Let's listen to the powerful words of the Sfas Emes on the weekly portion of Kedoshim, connecting the idea of leaving the land open to our own spiritual openness. Shekol adam tzarich lefkir kocho, shelo yichshav shehakol bekocho. Every person must release their hold on their own strength so that they do not think that everything is within their own power. When we open ourselves up, we transition from a mindset of strict, harsh judgment to an attitude of abundant loving kindness, of chesed and flexibility. Let's consider, how do we open ourselves to evaluating everybody with chesed in our hearts and in our minds? How do we open ourselves up to seeing our material possessions of conduits, of opportunities to share and give to those that are more vulnerable and more needy? And I would like to bless each of us that we have the perspective and the balance of being flexible and open to the inspiration that's around us, and also being able to contribute and give generously and graciously everything that we can, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Thank you all for learning together. If you would like to share any comments, reflections, or questions from my past few podcasts, I would love to hear from you. Kindly email me at drmichellesarna@gmail.com. Have an incredible day.